At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Many people think credit is something that should be taught in school to kids or young adults. Find out in this episode why it may never be taught in school. Sturgis Credit Repair is a 5-star rated online credit repair company. We help people just like you build or rebuild their credit scores. If you have no credit history, we offer products to help you build credit history so that you never have to depend on anyone co-signing for you. If you have bad credit, enroll into our service today and allow us to work on the negative items affecting your credit scores. We take no money up front, so start our service today for free. You'll get updated through your online account as well as receiving updates through your email. For those who are trying to buy a home, we're partnering with multiple real estate agents and loan officers who are ready to assist you with your goals. If you are a real estate agent, loan officer, or anyone dependent on customers with good credit, create a free partner account with us today. You can manually send or receive clients through your online account as well as track their progress before they go to someone else. Visit our website to learn more about our services. So one thing I hear every single day, usually about the first 5 phone calls that ring in into our calling system whenever our business first start up in the morning, a lot of people very first response to having bad credit is they was never taught in school about how credit works or how is credit important as an adult. I kind of have my own personal opinion on why credit isn't really a subject in school. And there may be some schools that's out there that just aware students of, you know, they may eventually need credit. They may have some type of financing elective that's in school. But realistically, there's no true credit class in school, just like there's social studies, math. You don't take tests on credit scores and things like that, or banking or investing or how to use credit, you know, to get rich and things like that, or how to start a business. So I'm gonna kind of break down why I personally believe why it's not taught in school and why I think it would never be taught in school. So if you kind of go back and realize everything that is, I guess, pushed to us as children or adults, it's for a reason. For example, you go to school for, you know, to be a nurse, or let's not even use nurse, let's use business management. You go to school for business management to be a manager at a retail store or something. You have to take all of these courses in school that is completely unrelated to business management. And, you know, you kind of may wonder why. You know, it may be something just because you can stay in school longer. The schools make more money. If you look into these people who control the schools or who own these schools, you know, the more money they make, the happier. You know, you kind of research who owns the schools and the topics that's pushed to kids and things like that. You may begin to question things. But again, I'm not going to talk too much off topic from, you know, credit scores on this episode. But if you look into that and do some research on your own, which I hope you do, maybe you may learn a few things. But realistically, if you look at banks, at the end of the day, banking is a business. You know, they have employees they have to pay for, buildings, utilities, bills, just things in general. You know, if banks didn't make money, we all wouldn't be able to borrow from the bank. So if you teach everybody how credit works and, you know, how to avoid being screwed when financing and things like that, you know, banks would never make the money they make today. So if you kind of do some research on who owns the banks and who may owns the schools or the topics that were taught in school, maybe a light bulb may go off in your head. But, you know, most people just, you know, most of that just go over their head and they don't you know, they really don't have any interest to educate themselves or learn why certain things are not taught to us at an early age. So moving forward, you know, look at credit cards. A lot of people get bad credit because they, you know, paid the minimum payment on a credit card. They get in credit card debt. They can't afford the debt anymore. They begin missing payments. Their credit scores are affected because of the late payments or the credit card utilization and things like that. So people get these credit cards, they max them out, they get the bill in the mail or online statement and say only make a minimum payment of $25 a month. Now this $500 card now has a $3,000 balance on it, you know, months later. So some things will never be taught to us because, again, you know, if you just are very uneducated of how interest can affect you, that's more money the banks make. Banks make money from interest or charging you interest whenever you borrow money from them. Another thing, if you have bad credit, legally the bank can say, hey, you know, you have a bad credit score, I'm going to charge you more interest than a person with good credit score. So you, as somebody who have issues paying your bill on time, has to pay double the amount than somebody who don't have issues paying bills on time. You know, that completely sounds backward, which I 100% agree with. You know, if you have bad credit or bad history of not paying people back, I'm going to charge you more. I would do that myself. I would make more money doing that. So that's how the banks are able to do them things, because, you know, legally they just can. So just credit in general would never be taught in school, because, you know, banks would make less money if people were educated about credit. You know, even our parents and our parents' parents weren't educated when it comes to credit and things like that. To be honest with you, once you become an adult and start learning about credit and credit is needed to buy a car or a home, people don't tend to research the other things you can do with credit. I literally started my business, Sturgis Credit Repair, using credit. You know, I didn't have the money to just get up one day and pay for all of my office equipment and the softwares and the licenses and things like that. You know, I went out and applied for a high credit card with 0% interest, which a business loan would have never done that. Or I didn't have business credit to get a business loan. I got a high limit personal credit card and I just paid for everything, and the return was, you know, 10 times that. So you know, a lot of people just think credit is only used to buy a car or a house or to get a credit card to buy clothes or something silly. Nobody thinks to use credit to start a business or use credit to invest into real estate and things like that. You know, I can go out and get a first-time home buyer loan or some type of rural development USDA loan, finance a first home, pay $0 down. The contractor may pay for my closing, or the homeowner may pay for my closing just to sell the house. And I can go right out and rent that house out. Let's say the mortgage is $1,000. I can rent this house for $1,500 and make $500 a month, then go to the next house, the next house, the next house, until I'm a millionaire, all from using credit and not $1 of my personal money. So that's one way to make passive income, using credit. So a lot of people, like I said, just think credit is just to finance clothes or buy a car or get in debt with a home and not make money off the house. You know, so those are things that you know, most people will never just understand in life. And, you know, another reason why this would never be taught in school is because if it was, everybody would be a millionaire. Everybody would be investing or using credit to invest. Just like my sign here behind me, you know, use your credit to finance your goals. Don't be an employee forever. Literally use your credit for things that make money, not things that cost money. You know, you go out and buy a fancy car and you're paying an $900 car note just to be fancy, and it's costing you money, versus investing in a business that's going to make you passive income or, you know, something to get a business started. And then later down the road, you're making tens of thousands of dollars, you know, every single month or every single year, whatever the case may be. So that's my personal opinion. I don't think credit would never be taught in schools. And the reason being, just, you know, banks won't make as much money, you know, as they do now if everybody understood how credit works. Of course, situations can happen. People will always have bad credit. They may lose a job. They start missing payments on all their bills. So, of course, Every single person will eventually have some type of financial issue in their life at some point in time. But realistically, people that are not taught about credit and just never have any interest of learning credit would just always be under a rock. So that's my opinion on credit and why it's not taught in schools and why it will never be taught in schools. So yeah, that's my opinion on that. And thank you for checking out this episode. If this video helped you, be sure to like it, comment, share it, and subscribe to this channel for more helpful videos like this one. Thanks for watching.